Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
In the event that somebody tapped Shannon on the shoulder and said, here's an opportunity for you to work at so-and-so at such-and-such place.
Hey, yes.
Would you want the same treatment? Would you want her to say that to you? Would you want her to say,
if she,
hey, I'm the breadwinner?
Absolutely. I dream
I'm
of
the
it.
King.
I dream. You pay, I fly. Like, oh my God, all day. I've had, people have sexual dreams. I have those dreams. Wow. I have those dreams.
Maddie has a promo where she names multiple types of cheese in an attempt to cement her reputation as the queen of cheese. Off with her head.
Oh.
Baby Bell is not a type of cheese, but a brand of cheese.
Oh, no.
Snap.
Maddie, anything to say?
Does he name what kind of cheese it is in this letter?
He does, Maddie. Oh! I'm glad you asked.
Damn. Oh, face.
Shoot.
Baby Bell is a version.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
No, I didn't die.
You would not believe the image that
Skype
had a little hiccup, and the image that locked on our screen, it really looked like you should have had your hands over your chest.
It was frozen.
I looked
shocker.
Rob
beginning
was so
of the show.
Happy. He was so happy and sad at the same time. Like, no.
No, I didn't.
No.
I wanted to, because you could have been in a moment of thought.
No, I was looking down at my screen, and I noticed that the picture froze, and then it unfroze.
It come back. It come back.
So
it come down with something.
It's back to normal.
Yes.
Yay.
We almost,
yay,
almost,
yay, rah, rah.
We almost lost you.
Click the funeral button.
Oh, man.
No,
oh.
You should know by now that that's the weak link. Weak link.
And if he's going to go, he's going to go on the golf course. A place he loves.
Does Joe Rogan have Skype? Does he use Skype?
No, he has all his celebrities in-house.
Because he's in Los Angeles.
Yes.
We might want to think about a move.
L.A.?
Everybody out
there. Oh, my God.
Be good.
I would love that.
And I don't think he's going to die on the golf course.
And Encino.
Just let Rob's kid get old enough, and then we'll discuss. We'll discuss moving the show to Los Angeles.
What do we have to discuss?
It's expensive.
We could live together.
Yeah, in an apartment with a lion licking our toes.
Well, I have to have a good school system out there because,
it's got to be private out there. School system out there is a mess.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Well, I can't afford that. So then we're not going to.
Well, not everyone has to go to school.
I'll teach him Spanish.
I'll homeschool him.
Yeah.
You teach Spanish?
I want somebody to teach Spanish that actually speaks
La cocaína y la marihuana van aquí.
Buenos días, Miguel.
And to be honest,
¿cómo está usted?
I don't think he's going to die on the golf course. He'll die just after playing golf.
Oh, like after a great round.
Yeah, just like Bing Crosby did.
Oh, or or Groundhog Day.
Hey, let's take a look at the Mike O'Mara score sheet. Hey, how about that? Hey, yesterday, 3 birdies. Hey, pretty good, man. Yeah, 3 birdies. Boo. Wish he played the rest of the round good, but he didn't. No. Because he's a schizophrenic golfer. But one of those birdies was in the money where he picked up a skin.
Hey,
that was all happy. Had himself an extra gin and diet tonic yesterday. Yes, sir. And came home and mama gave him a ration of crap. Because the security guy was there from ADT. And apparently when I was standing close to the old monitor learning how to put the codes in, Mrs. O'Mara gave me a look that said, ooh, you got the Vish gin breath, boy.
Oh, gin breath. That's nice. Come walking in, smelling of gin.
On a Wednesday afternoon.
Yes.
So, what's my code? Hey, I sound like Powers Booth. Hey, security man. Hey, security man, what's my code? What do you got for my
code?
So
you actually had dealings with the security man with your gin breath on a Wednesday afternoon?
Very brief. He was there for a good long time.
Sure.
I guess re-upping the house. We get it for free in our new neighborhood.
Oh, look at that, a perk.
So it's great. I guess I shouldn't be telling all this
And what was the code?
1, 2, 3, 4.
1111.
Of course, always. Password, 1, 2, 3.
But you know what? I'm not going to blow it off this week because I like to shake things up here on the Mike O'Meara Show. And that's
shake
why
it up.
In my hand, I have what is referred to. Rob, could you read this for our listeners, please?
Yes. Mailbag. Now tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Happy Wednesday. And I guess Rob's got a gift that is an unscripted gift.
Yeah, it's a recent arrival. It arrived yesterday. And it's from a guy named Kim Don sent this along. How nice of
Kim Jong who?
No, Kim Don, D-O-N-N.
D-O-N.
He's a listener.
Kim
Don. I think he's a West Coast listener.
Mike, a lifetime listener.
And also a Kim proud Dong. Member of the Sit Down and Watch Jimmy Cerrito Lose It Roulette Club.
Mm-hmm.
He was there the night that Jimmy...
Oh,
systematically,
I see. You guys know him better than I do.
Disassembled the table by not knowing what to do. But he very kind sent me a book by Peter Asher. Peter Asher of the group Peter and Gordon, who went on to be a music executive. And it's called The Beatles from A to Z.
Ooh.
A relatively new Beatles book. So
like Zed Leppin?
No, like Zed, because that's what they say as Z in Great Britain.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That is amazing, because not enough has been written about the Beatles.
Zed.
Well, I've heard that they're a very good band, and I look forward to learning something about them. Apparently, they're a rock and roll band from England.
What did the rest of us get?
That's all that arrived this week, Mike.
Oh, damn.
Sorry about that.
We like yes, people.
Yeah, send things. It's in the thing.
This is my fault, Mike. I made this a decree about, I want to say, a year ago now, where I said nothing under $50. Remember, I was pretty much a
dick move. That was just gift cards.
You know, here we go. I'll, Oscar, for your under $50 item, put out what you would like to receive from us.
Oh, fantastic. Anything under $50, but that is above $40. So anything under 50 but above 40 is something I would like to receive.
Like a Price is Right game.
I have to go above 50.
Oh, you're still above 50.
Let me tell you why, though. Okay. Only $2 above 50, but it's above 50. And I won't buy it for myself.
Oh.
Well, what is
but
it?
But it's easy. The brand new Titleist, a dozen of the brand new Titleist golf balls.
Oh.
I think they're called ABX.
AVX.
I think they're artificial intent or IAIV or something.
Are you still playing?
Somebody look, Pony, look up the new Titleist, the brand new Titleist.
Coronavirus golf balls.
Up till now, are you still playing the Pro V1s?
I play Srixon.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's Srixon.
The Costco model.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
No, that's not. That's Kirkland.
They're the ones that have the red stripe
around
them.
Does Kirkland really have their golf balls?
Yes, they do. Played by multiple Cocoonites down here. Yeah.
They're probably built by Pro Flight, and they just
slapped the name Kirkland on them. The golf clubs I use exclusively, don't use any other anymore. Kirkland.
Look at you.
Right there.
Wow. Look at you.
It's the golf club that says, I shop at a box store. and I'm fine with it because they're really good.
If they're good, they're good.
You get four in a pack for the price of one of the name brand.
Yeah. It makes sense.
It's just ducky. But the golf ball is the new one. They say new technology, and I know they're pricey. And I wouldn't buy them because they're pricey enough, but that's what I'd like.
Yes,
that's
these what I'd are like AVX. For
my birthday. AVX.
AVX. Titleist AVX.
Sounds like something you can't fly with.
Hello. Sounds like a flu virus, doesn't it?
Yes, AVX.
I'm sorry, sir. You have AVX. You won't be able to do that. But anyway, let's move on to our mailbag.
All right,
shall
very
we?
Good. Let's.
Is everything looking okay, Rob?
I'm
You've
gonna
got that
yeah,
look
I'm gonna,
on your face.
I'm going to restart Skype because you are not matching your voice. You fell behind.
Hello, 1, 2, 1, 2.
And then, but while we do that, we can reset for the mailbag.
About you.
You want me to call you or do you want you to call me?
Please call me.
He says, call him.
Oscar, you know, this is the Beatles singing Please, Mr. Postman.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it is, yeah. That British rock band, the Beatles.
That's that thing you do, I thought it was.
Oh, they do sound like that. Yes. I agree.
All right, I don't want to count with fingers.
No, I think you look great, Mike. You look absolutely fantastic.
Think Joe Rogan has to count with fingers on the show?
No, just his dollars.
I don't think he has the ability to count.
Skype.
Congratulations to Ringer, by the way. Ringer, the sports network. This is by Bill Simmons. We talked about Bill Simmons.
Yeah, he was in the news yesterday.
He was pro or con, right?
I mentioned him on a list. Yeah, why are we bringing him up again?
Yeah, Spotify just bought his network. They just stepped in. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Good.
You know, we all win. Rising tide.
Rising tide. All
rising
boats.
Tide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jerry Maguire. Dear Mike O'Mara team, you know what that means. You have no clue how excited I am to be listening to your radio program again. I started listening in the mid-90s when I was a kid. I would get home from school and go straight up to my old-ass clock radio and manipulate it around my room until I was able to get the signal good enough to listen. I lived well outside the WJFK area, so it was always a task to tune into the show.
Mike,
well, that signal was and is one of the worst signals ever in the history of broadcasting,
everybody,
as far as a major market station.
Everybody lived outside the city. Do you know, this is a true story, that the Redskins didn't realize when they sold their broadcast rights to WJFK that WJFK did not make it to the stadium.
Mm.
And so they had to simulcast it so people could listen to the game at the stadium.
Did you know that at
the way they did it,
the new state, when I would say what the team bought the new station, right? They bought a radio station, and they said, we're going to actually transmit the team to Rawle John, Maryland.
Right,
right.
You still couldn't catch that station at the stadium.
No, it's ridiculous.
That's why we're the greatest, Washington, D.C., the greatest market in the world.
Right, right. It is a great market, because if you have a storied career, they say goodbye to you. But then if your station performs at number 16 for the rest of the lifetime of that station, everyone gets their job.
Everybody.
Forever.
Forever. Which is why it's the greatest station in Manassas, which is really where they're based.
Kaboom. So we lived well outside the area. You guys were part of my teenage upbringing, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I only had the balls to call in once when the Don and Mike show switched to middays. Oh, I remember that. This is the ultimate. I'm trying right now, the first part of the show, I'm fighting a depression coming on. It's a big one. It's a tidal wave. Stay away from me. Stay away, please. I clearly remember Mike giving me so much S because I didn't keep up with the time slots and told me I was vacationing on the Isle of Dumbass.
Oh.
Sorry. When I started working weird hours and I couldn't listen live, I rigged my stereo to my computer so I could record the show and listen later. This is a big fan of the show. Fast forward to now. Once again, I was on the Isle of Dumbass and had absolutely no clue about the show being available. That's why.
Yes.
That's another my thing.
An awareness campaign.
If we had a way of letting you know that, it would be great. But we don't, and that's it. I always loved talk radio. But when you listen to the best damn program first, nothing can ever be as good. Radio gods. Thank you to Mike Robb and the rest of the TMOS team. Eric Leary. I love to hear, Eric, of a guy that has found us after a long time.
Yeah.
And I do tell people, if you like the old show, you're going to love the new show. Because this is a hybrid. This is a spinoff, whatever you want to call it.
I think, Mike, it's actually a distillation. It's all the best stuff.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a good show.
We're not Joey.
Nothing. Nothing.
Remember when
that.
Friends ended and then Joey?
Yeah, we're not Sanford Arms.
Terrible.
Horrible.
Next letter. I think this starts Sirs, Rob.
Yes, it does. That's exactly
Sirs, right. Sirs, issue one. I'm drunk at an airport on a Thursday afternoon, so take this as you will. Issue two. Maddie has a promo where she names multiple types of cheese in an attempt to cement her reputation as the queen of cheese. Off with her head.
Oh.
Baby Bell is not a type of cheese, but a brand of cheese.
Oh, no!
Snap.
Maddie, anything to say?
Does he name what kind of cheese it is in this letter?
He does, Maddie. Oh! I'm glad you asked.
Damn. Oh, face!
Shoot.
Baby Bell is a version. Baby Bell is a version of Edam cheese. Edam? E-D-A-M?
Well, he can eat it.
Edam is a Dutch cheese. Isn't that Havarti, too? Isn't Havarti a Dutch cheese?
I believe it is. I believe it is, yeah.
The Dutch know how to do cheese. Categorized by a red
and
wax
ovens.
Covering.
And treats.
Therefore, okay. chocolate. Therefore, all Baby Bell are Edam, but not all Edam are Baby Bell. I emphatically question to her claim to the throne. Issue three. Beers at BWI Airport in Baltimore are at $10. Absurd. Good day, sir. Matt Cranston. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate
Thank you for checking
it.
In.
Really,
you know what?
Really,
I say that there's not going to be a magsit. I think she's going to stay the queen.
Magsit,
yeah.
Here is an editor's note for our next correspondence. This was printed precisely as submitted. So Rob is distancing himself from the text, and I will see that normally brings something very interesting.
Yes.
Let's see. Ooh, to the boss and my Pisons. Thank you again for having me on the show. Had a blast and actually got positive feedback from the TMOS fan club page. Shocker. With all the goings on of Jamaica, the wedding, driving empty meat trucks around town, I completely forgot to put in my annual birthday request to have my man crush, Jack Cassidy, talk up a song for me. So, if you can summon him, can he please talk up Philadelphia Freedom by Elton John? Thanks, with all my loyalty and love. Paulie, for you, how could I do anything but help you, Paulie, because you're my man. And what does he want? Philadelphia Freedom?
Philadelphia Freedom by Elton John.
Hit it, boys!
Hi there, Paulie. Jack Cassidy. How you doing there? How does a bus driver that works for the city for 26 years get all that money? Quite simply, Paulie, he marries well. Jack Cassidy. Yes!
Got it on the first try.
That is a beautiful thing.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, couple of months till next vacation. Very, very exciting.
And also, when you look at the way he writes, doesn't it look like some sort of new wave poetry?
Yes.
Because there's a
beatnik.
He hits return at weird times. Odd.
Rob, you're an academic kind of guy. You got good grades. You paid attention in school more than I did. How would one describe a haiku?
Haiku is a haiku. It's an Asian poem, a three-line Asian poem, noted by five syllables in the first line, seven in the second, and five in the last.
Also known as iambic pentameter.
Iambic pentameter has nothing to do with it.
We give him a lot of crap. You see what he just did there? Yeah. That's pretty strong.
What does that
do
for us?
Did you hear what he just did? That's out of the park right there. That's me. He didn't know that was coming from me. That's impressive as hell.
And also, so haiku tends to do, their topicality, though not limited to, tends to focus on nature.
Nature. And I didn't know about the syllables.
Yeah, 575.
And there are different degrees of haiku.
Wow.
No.
And can five syllables.
Brown belt, black belt.
The five syllables can be different words, correct?
Well, sure, as long as it's five syllables. Like,
you'd
we
have
could
a
do like
a syllable word and a three syllable word.
How about this? Like, Mike O'Mara is the
Mike
greatest
O'Mara is
talker up of.
This
and
is,
then records
this is your genius
by
at work.
Elton.
Ta-da. A Rob Spiewak haiku.
Yeah. And now off to the readings in Tokyo.
Send us your haikus.
Yes.
Hey, you know what? Yes.
And tell us if he's right. I know I'm wrong.
How about
tell
this?
Tell us if he's right.
Oh, God, you're not going to be wrong, are you?
No, I'm exactly right. But the for the mailbag next week, submit your haikus. I'd love that.
There was a reality show where the contestants had to go run in and put together a poem in iambic pentameter.
Iambic pentameter, that's how Shakespeare wrote.
Yes.
And that's iams, which is da-da-da-da-da-da, and there's five to a line.
So, you know that. I didn't. I said, huh? And then like six of the teams on the reality show looked at each other and said, huh? And someone said, I think it's a haiku.
Hey, for before the show, this is just for Oscar and the
yes.
guys there.
Yes.
I do have a funny realtor. He said, they get your autograph if all goes well. At the bottom of a contract.
Of course. Of course.
Right, love it.
Not a glossy.
You buy the house, you
get a signed flat.
Yeah, you get a signed flat.
No merchandise, just a signed flat.
I hold in my hand the, is this the last letter?
Yes,
Rob,
it is. It is.
The last letter.
I hold
letter.
In my hand the last letter.
Here we go.
Hey, Rob. Hey. I just wanted you to know that you are not alone.
Thank you.
I, too, was conceived before my parents' marriage and didn't figure it out until I was 16 years old. Well, Rob was 28.
Yes, I was much further along.
That's 12 years older than you, young man. Same as you. Same as you.
I'm a bastard just like you.
Oh, twice last year. Same as you, there was a big wedding album with lots of pictures. Why do we go like cyclically on certain movies?
I don't know.
Then just something about Mary. Did you design the Estadio Olimpico? same as you, there was a big wedding album. Let me start again.
Please.
Same as you, there was a big wedding album with lots of pictures just like you. My parents divorced when I was about 12. I'll never forget when I figured it out. I was sitting in the kitchen with my mom and younger brother and talking about my birthday and the wedding date. And I was like, oh, my God, mom was pregnant. And my younger brother was like, duh. He had figured it out years before. His younger brother.
I know.
Must be a smart kid. I felt so stupid. And I started hysterically crying because my parents' marriage was horrible. And I felt responsible. Ironically, they are best friends now. And I am over it, the guilt. And of course, like you, back in the day, it was kept very hush-hush if you were born out of wedlock. Times have changed.
Yes.
Yeah, get a big old baby bump. Walk down here. Anyway, nothing cared. Nobody did. You can do anything now.
Sure.
Oh, I have a ROFO update, by the way.
Okay. All right, we'll save that for the first break. Anyway, I didn't mean for this to be so long, but I wanted you to know you're not the only one out there. Name and address withheld. Start the show, Rob Spiewak.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
All right. I'll take care of the check. You guys can get the tip. Should be about a buck a piece.
Come on, throw in a buck.
I don't tip.
You don't tip?
No, I don't believe in it.
You don't believe in tipping.
Do you know what these chicks make? They make shit. Don't give me that. She don't make enough money, she can quit.
Let me just get this straight. You don't ever tip, huh?
I don't tip because society says I have to. All right, I mean, I'll tip if somebody really deserves a tip. If they really put forth the effort, I'll give them something extra. But, I mean, it's tipping automatically. It's for the birds. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they're just doing their job.
Hey, this girl was nice.
She was okay. I mean, she wasn't anything special. I ordered coffee, right? Now, we've been here a long f***ing time. She's only filled my cup 3 times. I mean, when I order coffee, I want it filled 6 times.
6 times? Well, you know, what if she's too f***ing busy?
Words too f***ing busy shouldn't be in a waitress's vocabulary.
Excuse me, Mr. Pink, but the last f***ing thing you need is another cup of coffee.
Jesus Christ, I mean, these ladies aren't starving to death. They make minimum wage. You know, I used to work minimum wage, and when I did, I wasn't lucky enough to have a job that society deemed tip-worthy.
You don't care they're counting on your tips to live?
You know what this is? It's the world's smallest violin playing just for the waitresses.
You don't have any idea what you're talking about. These people bust their ass. This is a hard job.
So is working at McDonald's, but you don't feel the need to tip them, do you? Well, why not? They're serving you food. But no, society says, don't tip these guys over here, but tip these guys over here. That's bullshit.
Just convince me. Give me my dollar back.
Hey, leave the dollars there.
All right, ramblers, let's get rambling. Wait a minute. Who didn't throw in?
Mr. Pink.
Mr. Pink? Come on, you. Cough up a bucket, cheap bastard. I paid for your goddamn breakfast.
All right, since you pay for the breakfast, I'll put in. But normally, I would never do this.
Never mind what you normally would do. Just cough in your goddamn bucket like everybody else. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Glad to have you along for a Thursday get-together. Hi, everybody. From Kansas City, Missouri.
What's with you?
Zelianapol, Pennsylvania, Fairview, Utah, Plumas Lake, California, Cold Springs, Nevada, and Adelaide, South Australia. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, brought to you by KiwiCo. Kids are born innovators.
Yes.
They love exploring, learning, and creating. I know that. I got one at home. So why not inspire them to do just that? At KiwiCo, a KiwiCo subscription, they know, is the perfect way to nurture the budding explorer, engineer, or artist in your life. Michael loves his, and it's even fun for dad, too. Save room for dad now.
Hey, now.
KiwiCo creates super cool hands-on projects for kids to make learning about STEAM, which is science, technology, engineering, art, and math, fun. Each box has all the supplies you need for that month's project with easy instructions and an educational magazine so the learning continues. Designed by experts and tested by kids. You are going to love it. Ooh, almost had something in my throat.
What was
that? Just laying there.
Yeah. It was keto.
Sorry, KiwiCo. KiwiCo, and that's not keto, it's KiwiCo.
Oh, my fault.
KiwiCo is a convenient, affordable way to encourage your children to be anything they want to be. No commitment, and you can cancel anytime. For our listeners, go to kiwico.com/TMOS to get your first month free on select crates. That's kiwico.com/TMOS. Every day counts when it comes to making a difference, so don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to kiwico.com/TMOS and get your first month free. That's KIWICO. I'm spelling it for you twice.
Yes,
write it
here
down.
We go.
Do it.
KIWICO.com/TMOS. And we thank you.
Great stuff.
I will be honest with you, Oscar. When you mention two words, Rob Ford, you can stop me in my
exactly.
I want to know, right? I literally put my hands up. I was like, hold it. First break, because I want to hear about.
Okay.
You seemed excited about some sort of Robo update.
I spent 3 or 4 hours with him last night, direct. Two of those hours were working together, and then I said, it's late, let's get some dinner.
You are lucky.
And we walked right down to Wingo's to get a burger.
Mm-hmm.
Wingo's!
I get $0
What's
from
their drink
whatsoever.
Special for Wednesday?
I don't know.
I think it's Wine Wednesday. I pass by their billboard every day.
I do not know. There was a lot of ladies drinking wine, so that could be the case.
Yes.
Really? Wine Wednesday. That's not too shabby.
Yeah.
I've probably been before. I get what I get, and I leave. That's what I want.
Do you have a standard order?
Just Jack and Diane did. The Hoya burger.
Yes.
That's all I get. And I said to Rofo, I said, get whatever you want. We usually sit at the bar. Bar was jammed, so we went and sat as a couple. Not any side sitting, but just two men on a little table looking at each other.
Is it inappropriate for somebody that's been, minding his P's and Q's to give me a room analysis in a very politically correct way?
Room.
What time did you roll in there, roughly?
I would say 8:30 from work.
8:30, and yeah. It was... So Wingo's is not necessarily simply a food emporium. Wingo's is also a social spot.
Yes.
Eh?
Yeah,
hot spot?
That's fair, because there are only, I would say, three bars in this area up Upper Georgetown, Glover Park. So
it's probably the most happening hotspot.
I would say
in the neighborhood.
Yeah, nice bar.
Yes. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Owner operator. You can't go wrong. You know.
Okay. So, right.
It's owned by Trey Wingo, Mike from ESPN.
He's always
Trey Wingo.
Mike, the owner's always there, just like Jimmy's always at Jimmy's. Like it really, really takes care of business. He really takes care of business. So it's
well,
nice.
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. So you're in Wingo's with Rofo,
and I say, look, how's I want to clarify here. There's been a lot of allegations made against this engagement and Rob and his potential nuptials that are coming up and his girlfriend. And they're not all of them have been bad, but there's been a lot of allegations that he might have been pressured into this.
Pressured in by who we are.
Yeah, most of those coming from you.
Yeah, and me, I think.
And you.
And Tony Perkins piled on.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Referred to her, Mike, and I like the name that we established yesterday, as Winona.
Winona.
Yes,
Winona.
And girlfriend, no longer fiance.
Fiance, yes. Yes. Thank you for clarifying that.
So was this the first time you'd had a chance to sit down in the non-work environment?
Non-work environment for some time. And I said, hey, man, how's the engagement going? And I think man speak for what's the problem?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
Dude.
Tell me everything.
All right.
And I am sad. And I'm conflicted to report that this man is happy.
Really? Who is the one of the three of us that said he seemed happy?
Who said it?
This guy.
Who said
I said he sounded fine. This is what he wants in his life. He craves this. He's not like one of your horde members, these confirmed bachelors that are going to be like, you know, going out and partying till they're 75 years old with no stability. This is a guy that wants to be an old roly-poly dad. That's what he wants, Oscar.
Yeah.
He wants that. He craves it. You crave
just
it.
Just like you.
Father Rob.
Yes.
Father Rob.
Now... At this point, I usually try to not talk someone out of it, but I want them to prove to me that this is what they want. Like, are you sure? Can I help? What's the story?
You're going to do all the same things, ultimately, one way or the other. You are going to be a dad. You are going to it's just you're on a later timetable, and it's what I think that once a man gets to that level... in his life, some realize it earlier, some realize it later.
I just dread it.
Yeah, but
when he becomes a father.
Yes, him as a dad.
I don't. let's be clear. There's no, he didn't make an announcement to me or say that he's, him and his fiance are expecting. Like, he just wants to get married at a young age.
I bet he wants to get married, and he probably wants to have a family.
I'm sure he wants to accelerate the timetable. I'm sure it's on his mind.
He didn't talk about kids. He just seemed very happy. And he said, and this is a blessing, because I did not have this luxury. And probably because I was later in life, and, you know, if you're making way through life, people help. And
right.
It's just different. Is that his mom and his fiance have been on the phone a lot, already booked the venue, have already looked at, this is a fast track to Organizationville.
Did this come up because the venue is Wingo's?
No, I said, hey man, if you want to do it on the second floor of Podcast Village, I think it'd be nice, I was like, I you're more than welcome. Like, I'll talk to Charlie, but I don't see why we wouldn't want
to. And a tax deduction for somebody.
He says, no, we wouldn't charge or deduct anything. He's not.
By the way.
He's not a non-profit.
There may have been some commentary when this first came up on the show regarding Rofo's lack of control over his own destiny. And let me comment about that, okay? When you drive through a community like I live in now, and Cocoonville, the same type of communities, and you drive through, you will see a number of individuals that are out walking dogs, all right? Now, in many of the spousal relationships, I equate, there's a beautiful German Shepherd being walked today by a lady, and that image, for some reason, is burned into my brain today, because in so many relationships, the guy, the dude, the man is out there, especially when you get older, the man is the German Shepherd. You know, take me out, put the leash on me, let me do that. By the way, if you let me off this leash, I'm probably going to go just sprint wildly without any rhyme or reason around the neighborhood looking for other dogs to either play with or sniff their butts.
Mm-hmm. That's the guy.
Yeah.
That's the guy. Every man, whether he wants to admit it or not, probably enjoys having that leash on. There are exceptions.
Oh, no! And someone to pick up after him.
Exceptions to the rule.
No. What's that?
Someone to pick up after him.
By the way, the leash doesn't necessarily mean you are not a man, okay?
Right.
The leash means that you have relinquished an amount of control. Case in point, I will give you an example.
Okay.
This is Mrs. O'Mara saying to me in the evening that it is time for my son to go to bed.
Yes.
Which she has assigned me that duty, that I'm responsible for taking him into the bathroom, getting his teeth brushed, make sure he pees, get him into his jammies, perhaps read him a book, and put him to bed. And so here's how it is. This is how it is communicated to me. All right. Mike. Yeah, he needs his teeth brushed. He has to pee. And it's late for a book. And I say,
yes, dear.
And you might as well just put that collar on me, because I am trained to do that. And if I complain about it. Now, with that said, they're off in negotiations. Last night, the night before last, I was kind of into my binging, and I said, would you mind doing that? And she said, fine. But she has every right to do. No, that is your job.
Mm-hmm. What's happened is you've been married to her for a good long time now, and you have set a template. You have got a system. You can deviate from it, but always back to the template. And that.
What about, just hypothetically, because I'm disgusted by this conversation.
I know you would be.
Carla, it's your turn this month to pay the mortgage.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You let me tell you why it doesn't matter.
It's not going to happen. I'm going to have to do it now.
It doesn't.
It's okay. We
should call him like Rick Dees. He's a one-hit wonder. He keeps playing that record.
He has been playing that hit for years and years. Yeah. Now, in the event that somebody tapped Shannon on the shoulder and said, here's an opportunity for you to work at so-and-so at such-and-such place.
Hey, yes.
Would you want the same treatment? Would you want her to say that to you? Would you want her to say,
if she,
hey, I'm the breadwinner?
Absolutely. I dream
I'm
of
the
it.
King.
I dream. You pay, I fly. Like, oh my God, all day. I've had, people have sexual dreams. I have those dreams. Wow. I have those dreams. Oh, that'd be amazing.
Well, the point I'm trying to make here is that men, I think, want to be tamed. I think men want to be tamed.
But I don't think tamed
isn't Brad Pitt in Legends of the Fall.
No.
Like, he's not some hunk that had to be tamed.
No, but he probably likes driving around in his car with, like, McDonald's wrappers all over the back and not giving a rat's ass until he has somebody who says, oh, take those out of your car.
I don't
please.
Think, I don't think taming is the word for every, but it is. I think men crave, if not a template, a situation of settledness. And I think that's what he foresees, and I think that's good.
Well, everybody does it for different reasons.
Yeah,
but he's happy. He's happy.
Let me just say, him being happy is not, is that, why do you hate? You want, because you want him to be like all those trained sheep that you have that work with you and your other radio partner.
No,
part of your horde.
Mike, I don't, it's not about being part of the horde. It's about being in
interesting that the two fearless leaders of that horde are now with collar.
Yes.
You know, that's it.
There's
that's
no
it.
Collar on us.
Yes,
we're married.
There is.
We still
yes,
do what we want.
Is.
Mike.
Mike, here's your collar.
Look at the way he said that. Wasn't he bratty the way he said that too? We still do what we want.
We do what we do want.
We do what we want, mommy.
Yeah, I have my collar right here on my ring finger, and you do too.
Mine actually comes off. You guys are probably stuck on.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Now, Rob, you do it.
That was.
No need.
Get the Wesson.
Yeah, I was going to say, I need Windex and Wesson oil.
I was upset.
Mine doesn't have as much give as yours.
I'm happy for him as a person.
Soap.
What's that? I'm happy for him as a person. I was upset on a content level where I couldn't like drop a bomb or find something else because I was digging, right? He is the happiest I've ever seen a man. He is excited for this wedding. He is was gushing over his fiance and her love for fostering dogs because that's what they do. So he's got a big, big heart. Rob, you got it off.
I did.
Yeah.
Hey, I have feeling in my hand. That's terrific. This finger works. Look at that.
How
and
big
Oscar,
is that ring?
This one works too. I think my ring size is a 13. Is that okay. Right?
I don't know. I don't know.
Play horse with that ring.
Yeah, you're good.
That's a you give it to Pony and make him hula hoop.
I can make a whole fist out of that.
So
look at that.
So he's trying.
More it's carrots. So more carrots so than Bugs Bunny.
Mike.
All right. He's happy, and I'm happy.
He's happy, and we're happy, and it was genuine, and I was just wrong. I was wrong, Mike. You were right. He is happy.
Is there a chance he's fooling you?
No.
Okay.
Then let me say this. Okay. If he's happy, and he's part of this thing that we do, all right, isn't it time maybe that we how I feel about women associated with the men that are part of this that, kind of drop out of the whole thing?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
It's like
I'm right here.
I'm sorry. I'd really like to know what
bring her into the fold.
Like, doesn't she have
a firewall, checker pass?
The word I'm using here. She's got
a veil.
She's got like a non-disclosure thing where she's the invisible woman. Nobody really
NDA,
knows
right.
her.
NDA. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now,
and is he going to keep it that way? Is he terrified of that?
Because this is from me to you, Rob Ford. Feel free to bring her over. But I also have friends that don't bring their wives around because they know it's going to go sideways.
All right.
So
that's fine.
You decide what you want to expose your friends to. I don't think she's...
By the way, I think it's important to point out that Carrie Spiewak and I have been in contact with each other.
Yes.
So that is not like a World War III
situation. No.
But I
no.
think... how does she feel? I mean, has there been any
I don't think she
movement?
Hates you. Remember, stuff wasn't about you. It was about him.
I still it's about him, a certain extent, because it's complicated. Thanks for bringing it up, though. I'm sure you're grateful that he brought
delightful. Got my wedding ring off and everything. It's great. Hell of a day.
Is she moving in is there any change or is it just like she's comfortable the way it is? I don't know. How's your wife doing?
She's fine. You know what? She's fine. She's very busy. She's working her tail off. And I think one of the things is that she found out that you've been in contact about you're both on the same diet plan. And I think it's great that you have something in common.
That's sweet.
And, actually seeing both of you, I may be making the dive too, since there's not going to be bread in my house anyway. I might as well benefit from it.
Well, Carla popped for this ridiculously expensive bread. And it arrived yesterday, and she served me a piece of toast on it today.
And
the kid, I don't have a word to describe it. I think maybe a sound would describe it.
Okay. Huh.
Like a dry scone.
Yeah. The driest. Like, you should write a haiku about it.
Man.
575.
It's reminded me of my old DJ, one of my favorite DJs in Connecticut, Gritty Bitter. Gritty Bitter, who was just a really talented guy.
Right. Yeah. Speaking of the TMOS universe, can we please just carve out a moment to talk about Maddie Masiello and her Super Bowl party?
Yes.
Because it's going to be epic. A doozy.
Madeline. Hello?
That's Maddie?
Madeline?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
Madeline, please come to the studio.
Okay.
We're talking
An in-studio visit!
In-studio!
I love it!
Very good. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hello, this is Bob Barker. I used to host The Price is Right, and now I'm retired. And I also lost my wife, Dorothy Jo, years ago. So when there's shopping to do, Dorothy Jo can't go to the grocery store. So what do? I use the Mike O'Meara Show Shopping Center. And I get all the goods and services that I require, especially my pharmaceutical items. Yes, go to the TMOS Shopping Center, Macy's, Target, and Walmart. I get everything I need from that shopping center. That's how much it means to me. So please think of Dorothy Jo and use the TMOS Shopping Center. And what do we have for William?
We have no soul.
Stream of consciousness. Yeah, you facilitate that.
I know, I know. I said we.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara
Dorothy Jo.
That's going to burn fast, but I'm going to enjoy watching it go up in flames. Here's a fact. 9 out of 10 couples disagree on mattress firmness. Sleep Number to the rescue. From feather soft to super firm, you can adjust each side to your Sleep Number setting so it's just right for both of ye. Proper sleep strengthens immunity, increases ability to focus, sharpens cognitive function, and improves emotional well-being. God, does this show need that?
Yes.
We all need them. Sleep Number beds for everybody. You got to go to a Sleep Number store and try their individual fit technology. Explore the science behind the bed. You can literally see your body's pressure points react to a Sleep Number 360 smart bed. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably through the night. My Sleep Number setting is now an 85. Carla's is a 65, and we love it. Discover proven quality sleep and save 50% on the 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Now during the Ultimate Sleep Number event. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. And when you go, tell them that Mike O'Meara sent you. And if you're listening to the radio and you're hearing another, like, say, sports show or other talk show promote this product, if they're not able to say Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, just like I said it.
Yes.
Call Sleep Number. Tell them to cancel the advertising. Thank you.
Oh, that's the new technique now? That's great.
Yeah, because don't you know, like in Cleveland or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. Maddie Masiello, how are you?
I'm great, Mike. How are you?
I've never been better.
I'm glad.
If I could die tomorrow and come back as me, I would, Maddie.
Wow.
I'm lying. I'm sorry.
But you are quoting an NFL great.
Yes, Joe Theismann. And speaking of the NFL, you had a Super Bowl party, right? This is dated. This is how long has this been sitting on the shelf?
Well, since the Super Bowl.
Since Super Bowl,
it's like 4 days.
Wow.
Because I didn't find out about it until, I believe, Tuesday.
Yes.
She was not forthcoming with the story.
No, actually, I was embarrassed more than anything.
Yeah. Well, I was thrilled that she had a Super Bowl party because that's relevant and it means she's engaged with the world. And
but not engaged
terrific.
To John Mack.
Not.
No.
Well, as the commissioner, was my job to watch the Super Bowl.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. You need to be up on that. So tell me about your wonderful. How many people did you have over here?
It was pretty small. It was probably like 5 or 6 people plus John and myself.
So 8 total.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in a condo.
Yeah, just
that's
in an apartment. Yeah, and we decided to host because it's really just an excuse for us to cook a bunch of unhealthy food and then eat it all, and it was great. And everybody else brought food, having a great time. And our TV was probably like a 50-incher, and it's on a table that goes up to my waist, so it's a pretty tall, high up table, and it's a smart TV, so it works best with an Ethernet cable plugged into it.
Oh, so you're like every 20-something. You're not paying for cable.
Oh, no.
you're actually streaming.
Do you ever draw television off the antenna? You live close enough to the city that you probably could just use broadcast technology.
That would have been good to know, but that's fine. It was plugged into an Ethernet cable.
How would you use broadcast technology? Would you just like plug in?
They still have,
how do you? How
you
would
have an
one
antenna
plug
jack
in?
On your TV?
Yeah,
really? I don't even know where that would be.
There's always that's
it's
one
the
of the
same
things.
Cable jack you would have paid for, but you get just a flat antenna.
I mean, when you look at it now, they've gotten rid of a lot of stuff.
I don't
want to
sound like a rube here. I really don't, but I'm curious right now. So if I want to get like, I go back to the days where we put foil on antennas.
Sure,
you actually had an antenna. They have. You can go buy an over-air antenna.
Absolutely,
at an electronic store.
And
right
you
now.
Can also you can still get the thing that makes it rotate if you want.
Okay, but here's my question: the connector from the back of the antenna into the TV, is that like coaxial? Case?
It's still. Is it RG6?
Same deal.
Yeah, same right. Coaxial in the old days. And also, you could. She lives so close to the city. She could probably just get a desktop antenna. We can pick up all the broadcasts here at Podcast Village.
Use a digital antenna mic.
Yeah.
What do you think, Maddie? Think about popping for that?
Good to know. I didn't know what half of those words were, but.
Well, you know what? Here's what's crazy. I mean, I know Mike, you and I are the oldest two here, but we just had to explain the notion of a TV having an antenna to her.
Yeah, I know. No idea.
I know. Here's how it works.
Wow.
The signal is sent out by a television station, and it breaks into a zillion pieces.
Okay, Willy
and
Wonka.
And then when it gets to the television, it reconstitutes those electrons and turns it into a picture. And that's the magic of television.
Oh, people put, like, tin
hold
foil
on.
On
Augustus
them.
Gloop just fell into the chocolate river.
It cost him a fortune in fudge.
Yes, sir. So you have this TV, and you said waist high. That sounds to me like TV stand high. Right?
Yeah, probably 30 inches, probably.
Yeah. Like a relatively tall table.
Okay. How long have you had the TV?
So John actually got this TV when he was in college. I think he found it in a dumpster somewhere.
Oh.
Because he lived in like a frat house, so all of his frat buddies just found this TV and then used it. And somehow he got it after college. So that has been in our apartment
Isn't
for the past
technically
year and a half.
Still in school though?
Well, he's in grad school now. But this was an undergrad. Yeah. So
when you're in grad school, you get
what line of
TVs.
Study? What line of study is he pursuing in grad school?
Accounting, and then he wants to go to law school.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Hang
yes.
in there.
So then we
Hang
can afford a really nice TV after that.
There, that's it. Absolutely. Hey, and maybe politics?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Sorry.
Well, not for us.
Well, not for him, but certainly for you.
Well, yes.
That's
you
right.
Can run your campaign.
That's right, Chelsea.
So can I ask you a question about the TV stand?
Sure.
You said it's a table. It's really not a TV stand.
No, it's not a TV stand. Actually, my dad, all of our furniture is like secondhand. My couch is from my parents. This TV table was from my dad. It was like his first table ever in his bachelor pad. He was
so
like,
before
I want you to
he
have
was,
this.
Before he was mayor?
Yeah, this everything is
Whoa!
Old.
Vintage.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So, but it's stable for the television?
Oh, yeah. And it's huge. It's very, very wide and very tall.
And it's been stable for a while.
Yeah. Everything's been fine. And the Ethernet cable, there's never been a problem. And it does, it like barely stretches the length of where the internet box is and the TV. But it's just right. It's a little bit off the ground. Hasn't been a problem. And we got this cat about a month ago. And the cat's never really had a problem with it either.
Mm-hmm. Cat's name is?
Terry.
Short for?
Tiramisu.
Oh, because is it the color of tiramisu?
I mean, he's black and white, so I mean, kind of, but I just really wanted to name the cat tiramisu. It wouldn't have mattered.
Sometimes, right. Don't you call it tiramiausu?
We do. We
That's
do.
Disgustingly cute.
Oh. I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay, so. Like, everything's great. You got your friends over.
Friends are over. We're eating chicken wing dip. It's just past the halftime show. Everybody's in a great mood, and people have
you
been
said
playing.
You're eating chicken wing dip. What is that?
Yeah, so that's a Buffalo classic, Mike. It's like a deconstructed chicken wing, but it's in a dip form that you eat with like Tostitos chips or bread or something like that.
Just to make the fat man happy, just so I know, you dip it in and it's got kind of a wing flavor. And does it have pieces of chicken in the dip?
Yeah, so it's like a rotisserie chicken that we shred. And then blue cheese, cream cheese, and Frank's hot sauce, and more just like cheddar.
Is it as good as it sounds?
It's better than it sounds,
Mike. Oh, it's
Mike.
So good.
So better than really? It sounds. My mom makes it. God, yeah, but my mom poaches chicken. But other than that, it's identical.
She brought it in. It's fantastic.
That's delicious. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. And so everybody's super happy, and people have been playing with Terry, and he's so excited because all these people are playing with him, and he's running around. He has this one toy. Like, it's not really a toy. It's just a string on a stick, but he loves it. And he's like jousting with this stick in his mouth. It's like protruding out, and he's running into walls.
He's carrying it like a dog.
Yeah, he basically is a dog. And he's just all riled up. And then after the halftime show, he is playing with this stick and goes over to where the Ethernet cable is and somehow gets his foot like caught up in it. And I get up. I see what's going to happen before it happens. So I get up and I walk over to Terry. And I think my getting up and walking towards him spooks him. Because then he dashes.
Were you walking purposefully, like with urgency?
Kind of, yeah, which I think was a bad idea. Yeah. And he just got totally spooked and darts across the room and brings the TV down with him.
Oh! From...
yep.
That's not the right one.
That was basically what happened.
No, that's not the one.
On Super Bowl
either.
Sunday.
Yes. And I have Robbie, people over.
Yes.
I turn around. And everybody's jaw is just on the
now
ground.
That's the police coming because the neighbors smell marijuana.
No.
Right, here we go.
That's like you. No.
No, that was my Super Bowl. All right, here we go. Well, how about just this one?
Yes.
Terry.
TV crash.
You lost your TV.
I did.
Now, is it the type of TV you can bring back up like, oh, maybe it's just a scratch?
Well, I thought it was fine because the screen didn't break. So right as it happened and right before it fell, I hear John behind me say, well, time to get a new TV. Like he just accepted it right as it was before it even happened.
When it fell, did it fall screen down?
Yeah, screen down, almost on Terry. So he gets so scared. I felt so bad. So John immediately like gets up and like tries to comfort him. He's like shaking. He's just holding him, trying to calm him down.
What, Terry or John?
Both. And emotional support animals for each of them. And so I bring it up back onto the TV stand and it doesn't look like it's broken. So I'm like, maybe this is salvageable. And then I don't know what it is with men and TVs, but all the guys who are over immediately get up to like assess what's happened.
Sure, I can fix
it. Yeah,
guys
exactly.
Love television. Yeah. Men love. Go to Costco on a Saturday. Go to the TV department.
They're staring
they'll be
at
going,
it.
Ooh.
Yeah, and so
I
and
like it.
It. Just this corner piece is like cracked, but I guess the screen became.
What do you
detached.
Mean the corner? All right, now come on. I know
this,
you
don't
care, but I mean it's what it's a piece of the actual
the plastic,
glass.
The frame.
Yeah, the frame came undone, so I thought it was fine, but okay. I guess the frame detaching took like the screen along with it, so the screen was detached from whatever is behind the
so
TV.
So it took a it
took a tumble.
And this TV, remember, had spent time in a dumpster.
Yeah.
So this had to
and
be
we
a hell
killed
of a
it.
Head. Yeah.
Which means if it's that old, it's probably a slightly bigger TV, right?
Yeah,
heavier TV than the normal one.
Yeah, it was pretty thick. Again, probably like 50 inches. I mean, it was a flat screen, but it was pretty large.
So did the cat avoid like being crushed by its speed?
He
it,
narrowly
like, ran
escaped.
Out of the way.
Yeah,
well, they always do. They do that
so
like nine
scary.
Times in their life.
How do you salvage a Super Bowl party when the TV is now
so,
gone?
So we missed the entire third quarter because everybody's just trying to process what just happened.
And the TV was officially
the TV was dead. The TV was dead. And again, everybody's like hands was just over their face,
dead,
stunned,
dead,
didn't
dumb.
Know what to say. All I could do was just laugh. I'm like, I can't believe this just happened to us. And then so I just pull out my laptop and I put it on our like ottoman. And there's eight people just crowded around my laptop
watching 13 inches of fun.
Yeah, watching the Super Bowl. Half of them couldn't see. I don't think it was a mess.
You know what that reminds me of? Do you remember when we watched Lost in America at your house in Maine? We actually ran the sound through a huge stereo, but all five of us were around my iPad.
I know. It was fun watching
was
TV like
that. It was so sad.
Oh, my God.
We had no choice.
So what's the TV status right now? Are you going to get one or what?
Well, of course we already got one because that was the only TV we had, and we're millennials, and we need entertainment.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah. Amen. So, I like that. That makes me feel comfortable.
So Monday afternoon, John went to Costco and got one immediately. So it worked out. And we upgraded. It's like a 58-incher now. We didn't have a remote before. Now we have a remote. It's we're living the life of luxury.
I'm not. In fairness, if you go, I would have appreciated you going to the Mike O'Mara show.
The Walmart. Yeah.
You know, next time.
The Walmart.
I'm sure Terry will drag this one down with him, too.
That's right. Oscar, keep working on that Costco affiliate program.
Oh, yeah, please. I will.
But yeah, it's a great time of year to buy televisions. You'll read articles about it. End of January, after the holidays. That's the time.
Rob took his winnings, and he picked up a new TV.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I did. Rob got what size did you get?
I got a 75-inch. I upgraded from 73 to 75.
75. And Samsung?
Yes. I love it.
There you go. All right. It's one company controlling the world. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And we have to break. And that Maddie's world. But the wing dip was still good and hot.
The wing dip was the saving grace of the whole night. The silver lining.
Yeah. If I can give you a recommendation on disciplinary action, though, I do believe the cat needs to be disciplined.
Okay. Do you have any suggestions?
I've got many. I've got actually a booklet of them.
All right.
You know, of ways that you can discipline your cat. You know, now there are people in our audience. Look at how quiet everybody got.
I know.
You got all quiet because it's like, oh, he's going to offend people. I haven't liked cats.
I sent my cat to a farm.
That's right.
After 9 days.
And you know what? Cats don't need claws.
I'll send Maddie 6 solutions for disciplining the cat. None of them involve having to send your cat anywhere.
Oh.
I like that.
These are in-house solutions?
Yeah, well, it's really, after the discipline's over, it's usually a trip downstairs. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara. Yes, I just made a killing a cat joke. Thank you. We'll be right back, everybody. Oh, Michael.
What's the matter with you?
You know what? There seems to be a lot of friction out there lately.
I know. We all got to get along.
That's right.
Instead of everyone choosing sides, we should all just get along and laugh.
And there's a perfect solution. The TMOS Bonus Show.
It's an extra hour less you get every week from Mike, Rob, and Oscar.
Plus, your subscription helps support the mission of TMOS, keeping America in hysterics.
So click on the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com today and join the fun.
After all, it's very funny.
It's an extra hour of comedy.
It's funny.
Extra hour.
Funny.
Extra hour.
Oh, good Lord. Those two still don't have it figured out.
Take it from me, that guy.
The TMOS Bonus Show is a fantastic way to support the show that's both funny and an extra hour of mirth and whimsy. Get your passport to the Assport today. Back to you, Mike.
Thank you, Robert Wood. There it is. There's his name.
It's that guy.
You got it.
How are you? This portion of the program brought to you by Lightstream. Small nose, large mouth. How much money are you paying in interest on your credit cards every month? Too much? Oh, boy. Then why not consolidate your credit cards into just one payment at a lower fixed rate and start saving money? It's easy with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Rates are as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay, so much lower than the national average interest rate of over 20% APR. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Check out this actual testimonial. Quote, I heard about Lightstream through a radio program advertisement. I am so glad I had the courage to reach out and try their service. Top-notch customer support and service, very streamlined process, and no issues or regrets.
Love it.
There it is regarding Lightstream. Just for our listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's lightstream.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information.
What would it take to get rid of an animal, you think?
I mean, what would it do
in our lives? Like, and be honest. Like, for me, the cat situation was more about the quality of life for the cat. The cat had to go.
Well, also, wasn't the cat staring at you when you were naked?
Yes, that was creepy. But outside of that, I knew that we weren't going to give the cat a good life.
The truth is that those are completely off the wall, lighthearted comments.
Yes.
I in no way would feel that. But I mean, I have had animals do various amounts of damage in homes that I've been a part of.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you have that. But no, the only time you get rid of an animal is at the end of its life. It's, if its quality of, if the animal's quality of life is bad. With cats, though, cats are a pain in the ass. They really are.
Yep.
That is a typical move by a dumb cat. And here's the thing. Cats have always had this mystique of being mysterious and, you know, and being, oh, they're so smart. They're not going to come to you. No, they've got acorn brains and they're just terrible. I don't like cats. I'm sorry. I just don't like cats.
As you know, and for those of you not in the know, the Cat Cafe still lives down on M Street in Georgetown, where if you can't have a cat in your house and you got to get your cat fixed, you walk right in there and you hang out with the cats for a certain fee.
You said get your cat fixed. I thought you meant like a vasectomy.
No, no. So there are ways for people to get their fix. For me, I remember as a younger man, my mother, God bless her, she raised us and our animals as we left them because we would leave for college and say, take the dog we got.
Right.
You know, there is one type of cat that I can tell you that I would probably try to love and bring into my home. And
what is that?
Have you seen a Maine Coon cat?
Yeah, they're big, right?
No.
Maine Coon cat. We have neighbors in our new neighborhood down here, a guy that I hang out with a bit, John and his wife, Nancy. And we went over to their house right around the time we were moving in here just to see the whole layout of what's what they've done with their house. And we walk in and I'm talking to her. And I was like, well, we're looking forward to it. It's really going, Jesus, what is that? What the hell is that?
It's like a bobcat.
This cougar walked across the floor. It was absolutely massive. I said,
not the normal kind of cougar in your neighborhood.
They're huge.
No, not those. I think the cougar ship has sailed on those women. You know, they like playing golf and, you know, eating.
They're huge.
And, oh, they are huge. Yeah. They massive. Can be very big. Yeah.
Wow. They're cool looking. Aren't they cool looking?
They're cool
looking.
They
look like wild animals.
Yeah.
And they've got two of them. They've got two Maine Coon cats, and they are, and he says they're just like dogs. They're very, very cool. But, you know. Moon Shadow. What are you doing?
Cat Stevens.
Okay. Cats. Yes.
But, you know, we actually, when I married Carrie, I got a cat in the marriage. It was Molly. And she was a pretty good cat. And what was great about Molly is...
What was the cat's name? Molly?
Molly. We named it after the drug, of course. And when we moved in with my grandfather...
Didn't she do a lot of weird things, though? And wasn't she always, like, trying to trick you? What was her game?
No.
What was Molly's game?
She didn't have a game.
I know. It's the movie.
I know.
Right.
So,
Jessica
Chastain. The thing about Molly is that at the end...
Good movie.
She got a brain tumor and could only walk in circles for a while. And while I thought that was very entertaining, it was also very sad for the
sad,
cat.
Sad.
That is very bad.
And because she was, you know, very close with my grandfather. And we went through we spent a lot of money trying to save the cat because we knew if we didn't do everything that was in our power, someday we might have said we should have done that. But I do know this, Mike. If you want to know a reason to hate a cat, if a cat undergoes radiation and you have to double glove yourself to clean the litter box because of radioactive you are really, really going over the top. And Carrie was pregnant with Julia, so she couldn't even be around the cat.
No,
certainly not around the feces.
And it was Carrie's cat.
Yes, got it with the marriage.
I please reference early part of show when I discussed dog collar. All right? That's why Rob was cleaning up radioactive poo.
Yep.
All right, that's it. See, it all comes full circle.
It sure does. Yeah, it does.
Here's to cats. Enjoy that.
Ironically, Molly did not wear a collar.
Yeah. No, that's it. Craziness. That's it.
Yeah.
We have to take a break. When we come back, it's news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
I'm going to tell you a story.
Hello, friends. Jeff Goldblum here. How are you? Yeah, you're great. I know you are. You're looking at me like that. Listen, I love to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on my Alexa, but I'm scared of it. Yeah, I'm scared. It makes me nervous. It's like it's watching me. But really, if you're not as scared as I am, well, first of all, congratulations to you. And tell Alexa to play the Mike O'Mara Show. And Bob's your uncle. Still terrified. Jeff Goldblum checking out.
Oh, by the way, Mike, the music is the overture from The Fly. Works so well.
To the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noemi. Shopping for fine jewelry can be overwhelming, especially considering the fact that most fine jewelry retailers mark prices up by, listen to this, 500 to 1,000%.
Yes!
Noemi, remember that name. They believe that luxury jewelry doesn't have to be overpriced. They cut out the middlemen. Those middlemen. Those pesky middlemen.
Worst.
I hate them worse than cats. Middlemen, they cut them out to deliver exceptional products.
Ads.
Without the exorbitant markup. Finally, a customer service company that just happens to sell jewelry.
Huh?
Perfect for Valentine's Day. Noemi also offers a lifetime warranty and free shipping and returns on every product. If you're looking for the finest quality jewelry from a luxury brand you can trust, look no further than Noemi. Go to hellonoemi.com/TMOS to see their collections and get $50 off your first purchase with promo code TMOS. That's an even better deal after spending a fraction of what you'd pay for other luxury brands. Just go to HELLONOEMIE.com/TMOS. That's HELLONOEMIE.com/TMOS. And don't forget to use promo code TMOS for $50 off your very first purchase at Noemi. Thank you, everybody. Oh, I got to click on that.
News.
Yes. Cat.
God. Meow.
Right now, no here. As expected, President Donald J. Trump was officially acquitted in the U.S. Senate yesterday, which means he won't be removed from office. The House brought two articles of impeachment, abuse of power, and obstruction of Congress. The vote fell 99% down party lines, with all 47 Democrats voting guilty on both counts and 52 of the 53 Republicans voting not guilty on both counts. The only exception was Republican Senator Mitt Romney, who voted guilty on abuse of power, but not guilty on obstruction of Congress.
As sort of a political junkie, did that surprise you?
Yeah, 1,000% it surprised me. It was brave. You can't slice it any other. He's going to take an amazing amount of crap. Yeah. They're going to primary him. They're going to use this against him.
Will judge him.
History will judge him. And what he said in his statement was, unequivocally, this was an abuse of power. And it's interesting how, you know, we probably won't be around when the books are written about this time in our lives. But Romney is the first senator ever to vote to have a president of their own party removed from office. So it's interesting, you know, but
didn't it requires a 2/3 vote, right? So it wasn't as close as it seems.
It had nothing to do.
Was a foregone conclusion. Exactly. Rob.
He did not have to do this.
But that is
no way he had
could have
it.
Punted, said, F it, this is not my fight.
Right.
Next time. But in his words, and this isn't partisan at this point, because what he said was accurate. What will the fallout is immediate. You already hear the Republican Party talking about what options they may have, because he didn't fall into ranks, because everybody wants a unanimous vote and you got to follow the lead. But I'll tell you, it took some cojones to get up there and know that. I mean, this is a man who lives for political, like, he doesn't need the dollars. He lives for this type of public service. That lost a presidential campaign just a few years ago, got back into public service 2 years ago, and just laid it out on the line.
Here's a fun exercise for you. If you happen to be around one of your favorite Trump supporters and they're gloating about the acquittal, just try this at home. And they may be perhaps insensitive on certain issues of the day. And they say, yeah, you got to quit it. And you say, yeah, just like OJ. Just it'll be fun to see their reaction, okay? Just check that out. That's my recommendation to you.
It's a good game to play.
I saw that online and I said, oh, yeah. There are about 20 people I could do that to. Just like OJ.
I like you.
Legendary actor Kirk Douglas passed away yesterday at the age of 103. There's no word on cause of death. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Sometimes I don't pre-read.
Well, I mean,
cause
it's the old joke.
Of death?
His lifestyle finally caught up with him.
Cause of death? He's
103 is the cause of death.
Natural cause?
Oh, my God. Yeah, let's just say it was natural cause.
Skydiving?
Kirk grew up poor, the son of immigrants. He served the Navy in World War II and then became one of the biggest Hollywood stars in the 50s and 60s. His career highlights include Ace in the Hole in 1950, Gunfight at the OK Corral, 1957, Paths of Glory in 1957, my favorite, Spartacus in 1960, Lonely Are the Brave, 7 Days in May, The Man from Snowy River. He was nominated for the Best Actor 3 times, the Oscar, for a Champion in 1949, The Bad and the Beautiful in 51, and Lust for Life in 56. He didn't win those, but the Academy awarded him an honorary Oscar in 1996. Kirk almost didn't make it this long. He nearly died in a helicopter crash in 1991, and then he suffered a stroke in 1996 that left him unable to speak. He was later able to teach himself to speak again, an amazing zest for life that the man had. Mm-hmm. And he even became a big deal on MySpace. Kirk was survived by his second wife, Anne, who herself is 100 years old.
I didn't know that. Wow.
I did not know that either.
Boy, Hollywood guys like younger women, don't they?
Of course. He was also the father of Michael Douglas, who said, quote, "To the world, he was a legend, but to me and my brothers, he was simply Dad." What a great blessing to have him with you that long, Kirk, Michael Douglas.
Two things you didn't mention, that he was instrumental in getting Dalton Trumbo to write Spartacus, which was huge because he was an A-list star and Dalton Trumbo had been blacklisted by McCarthy as a communist. And he steadfastly brought him in and was one of the linchpins in ending the McCarthyism movement and the blacklist in Hollywood. And Mike, you mentioned Spartacus is your favorite film. If I can play a short tape, just a quick one here.
I'm Spartacus!
I'm Spartacus.
All men lose when they die. All men die, but a slave and a free man lose different things.
They both lose life.
Free man dies, he loses the pleasure of life. Slave loses its pain. Death is the only freedom a slave knows.
Death is the only freedom a slave knows, Mike.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm Kirk Douglas. Whose fries are these?
Did you see the clip I put up of Frank Gorshin doing him?
Oh, no. I'd love to see that.
It's on my page. Gorshin did the best Lancaster and the best Kirk Douglas, and he did them as Batman and Robin. It was on the Dean Martin show. Pretty funny. Pretty funny.
And that writer is Dalton Trumbo?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And also the name of Maddie's second cat. Josh Brolin posted a picture of his wife on Instagram where you can kind of see a little bit of her body, and she's in lingerie. Well, some random follower of his got offended and said, quote, "Why show your wife's body off on the internet? It's not good. God wants her to cover her body and not expose her body." And Josh replied, quote, "I just spoke to God and God asked me to please ask you to shut the F up and go take a shower." Man, I wouldn't want to mess with that guy. You know, as Hollywood actors go, Josh Brolin, you don't want to be on the wrong side
of that guy.
Mitch Felderhoff is the president of Munster Milling Company in Munster, Texas, which is a company that makes dog food. And for an entire month, Mitch only ate his company's dog food. That's
a page from Van Patten's book.
Quote, "We're not going to feed your dog something unless we've eaten it first." So he did. Of course, the entire thing was a viral stunt, which clearly worked because we're talking about it. And Mitch posted a few YouTube videos during the 30 days. So how did it go? Quote, "That first 4 days were really tough. But not going to lie, I feel pretty fantastic. With the exception of really missing the flavor of normal food." He said he lost 25 to 30 pounds on the diet. I bet it's keto. I bet it's a lot of protein.
Sure, gotta be.
I really do. That's fantastic. Yeah,
but there's nothing that Dick Van Patten didn't do 20 years ago, Mike.
Yeah, that's true. And his dog food, I tasted it.
It was great. It tasted like
his Irish stew was fantastic.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, could eat a whole can. It's fantastic.
It has carrots in it.
Yes, it's delicious. And now a little something something. There's a 55-year-old guy named Bruce McConville. He's in Ottawa, Ontario, and he's been in a long court battle over paying spousal and child support to his ex-wife. Well, he was in court recently and told a judge he'd sold some properties and businesses for around $1 million. That's about $750,000.
Okay.
Then he withdrew that in cash and set the money on fire just to keep it away from his ex-wife.
Oh, my God.
And his kids, I guess. This guy is no hero. The judge pointed that out, saying, quote, "How does destroying over $1 million advance your child's best interests? But Bruce says he did not. He did it out of frustration with the divorce. By the way, Bruce said he didn't take a video of the cache on fire. He didn't have any witnesses, and he doesn't really have any proof. The judge told him, "You understand that's hard to believe," and sentenced him to 30 days in jail to, quote, rethink what happened to the money. He also fined him $2,000 a day to go to his ex-wife. And all I know is he sounds like a perfectly reasonable guy to me. Thank you very much. That's all I wanted to
say. Yeah, you know, you looked at love from both sides now.
Yeah, I mean, really. Yeah.
Both sides now.
We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault right here with Rob Spiewak.
Hey, it's Angie with the Oh My Gov Show. It's February, the month of love, and we love us some Mama Chin. It's her birthday month, and it's all about the Benchichins. Plus, dating in 2020. And hey, Mike, want to see my love box? One-of-a-kind gifts and more this month on the Oh My Gov Show.
You know, I am working here, right? Right?
Hi, right? Carla!
Hi, Carla!
You know, I don't come bounding in with my fat Irish ass when you're scrubbing somebody's, you know, freckles off.
Does she offer that service?
Hey, Carla?
Not replying.
Do you offer the service of scrubbing freckles off?
No.
Well, what about that thing where you like take a razor and shave people's
face? Dermaplaning. That is a wonderful thing. Matter of fact, Oscar,
yes.
You're coming down soon, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, I wouldn't recommend dermaplaning for you because obviously you're a man and you kind of do that every day by shaving.
Oh.
But what I would like to offer you is either a facial.
Yes.
Or a facial.
Yes.
A facial?
Yeah.
I'm in whatever. Then I can actually talk about the product and sell it.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. What are the options? Yeah. I mean, what do I have to do?
You can get chemical peels.
Okay.
Mike,
if it's
facials.
Cool with Mike, I'm in. I'm here to help.
Microdermabrasion on your hands.
There we go.
Spot.
Look at this.
Freckle
perfect.
Scrubbing.
This is perfect.
On your face.
Yeah. Face. Yeah. There you go.
Hey. Mike, and by the way, you're due for your facial.
Yeah. All right. I'll be over this afternoon.
What's a facial?
Facial.
A facial is a back facial.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm sure Shannon would appreciate that.
Yeah.
So definitely.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you. Now the front. Just kidding. All right.
The freckles are still there. Oh, dear.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Zappos 2020. I am loving this year already.
It's the best.
And it's only going to get better. In this year, we observe 75 years since the end of World War II, and thus the end of insane, self-important, hate-mongering lunatics running countries.
Social commentary.
I like it. That's you. I like it. All I do is deliver. That's beautiful. And, of course, 2020 marks the 300th anniversary of the Treaty of The Hague, which was signed between Spain, Britain, France, Austria, and the Dutch Republic, officially ending the War of the Quadruple Alliance. Oh, man, that's great. I love that scene where, you know, where he pees on the stove.
So great.
And the Summer Olympics hit Tokyo for the first time since 1964.
Great.
Get ready for the heart-pounding excitement of the biathlon, which combines cross-country skiing and rifle shooting. You battle speed, accuracy, and the cold.
I love the Summer Olympics.
Summer
Olympics.
2020 also marks the 20th year that Zappos continues to offer 1,000 trusted brands to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe they love. No matter what it is, get it at Zappos. Thank you, Zappos. You make us look good all year long. Remember, only 169 days until the Olympics begin. Clean that rifle. Am I right, ladies? Get her done.
Get
yes,
her done.
Sir. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Thursday, Feb 6, 2020.
Yesterday was a zesty day to be in Kansas City, Missouri, Mike, because
really?
They had the victory parade for your Kansas City Chiefs.
Awesome.
And while the parade was going through the middle of town, there was a car chase. cops had to use almost like Hollywood trickery to sort of move the car and move it into the curb. They blocked it like that, like you see in a Hollywood car chase. Listen to this live coverage. You turn on your TV hoping to see like cheering and fans and the trophy, and this is what you get.
It looks like a gray sedan with potentially a flat tire speed pass.
There was a chase that became here just at the beginning of the parade route.
Look at all the police cars.
There's look car? Right there. Look
looks
at that.
Like the smashed on the side. Oh my goodness. And yep, and definitely at least one tire was flat. Looks like they're trying to box that car in. So dangerous. Oh my goodness.
Look how many people along the side of the parade route here. Gosh.
You know, guys, we're professional anchors. Look at that. It's got like a dent and like and like.
Yeah. It's Kansas City. God.
Well, yeah, but they also probably didn't add the A-team. I mean, if they're going to assign someone to cover a parade, they're not bringing out, you know, the best.
Wouldn't you bring Doreen and those people down the A-team for the parade if you were having one?
You might have brought Vance if he was, rest his soul, because he was a big fan,
I
right?
I think that might be more, that might be more of a Leon Harris assignment.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that. I'm Leon Harrisburg. Where am I now? Am I Channel 9
I think
now,
you're Channel 4 now.
Channel 4 now, Leon Harris.
But you keep a locker at every network, don't you?
I do. I've been everywhere. CNN, everywhere. That's me, Leon Harris. Yeah.
But another exciting moment is when they get to the destination of their parade and Travis Kelce makes his speech to the crowd. This is exciting.
Woo! This is great.
I'm wearing about half the beers I've been trying to drink, baby. It's been a long time coming, because what did we do? We had to fight for our right to party! And what do? We unleash a can of whoop ass on everybody! For 2019-2020 World Champions, you gotta fight for your right to party!
In love with you.
Yeah.
I love you all.
That's all. That's like, that's you want them to be little boys. They work their asses off. Let it cut loose and have a fantastic time. It's so much better than those cliche speeches some of the guys give about the adversity and all that. I like it just we have to fight.
And so,
for
of course, Mike, I had to do this.
You gotta fight for your right to
I'd download that record.
That's fantastic.
Mike, a shout out to a guy. I'm sure. Are you close to Sarasota?
About an hour and 40 minutes from
Sarasota. I'm sure you know this guy then. His name is Joe Newman. He's 107 years old, and he just renewed his driver's license.
Well, if you've been to Sarasota, I think I've seen him.
Mike, he actually says he's a very good driver.
Yes, he is this a his good wife. Driver. Of course I'm a good driver. That's a silly question. Okay, let's go for a spin.
I closed my eyes most of the time.
We both agree that it'd be better if she sleeps while I drive.
Well, the secret to being 107 is simply keep breathing.
Fantastic.
Show title.
He's the only guy that Kirk Douglas called sir.
Yes, my elder.
My elder, exactly. Elder man. Sometimes, Mike, a joke only needs about 15 words to be great.
Kylie Jenner revealed that her daughter Stormy has a nut allergy, which is a shame because she won't be able to enter the family business.
That's your Magic Audio Vault, everybody. Have a great Thursday.
Wow. Oh, my God. That's it. We got to get out of here. Thanks for Maddie Masiello and her TV story. And her cat, Cannoli or whatever.
Tara Meow Sue.
That's great. Hey, we'll be back tomorrow with another brand new episode, and thank you for your continued support. We're pursuing those Joe Rogan numbers, ladies and gentlemen. Every day, we need you as our ambassadors because we do not have a promotional budget.
Yes.
Spread the word about TMOS. Tell your friends. Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'm a phony, just like you.
Hey, Mike, want to see my love box?